This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as it does, to our military, active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, neo room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget everybody working out on the Third Watch right now. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, and a special shout-out to our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And hello to Barry, who just made it into the group chat room, the captain's group. All right, over to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Are you ready, sir, to say the Pledge of Allegiance for the second time?
Absolutely. I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And guess what? We emphasize those two words, under God, for the great, great, great foundations of this company, of this country of ours, because we were founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, we got a caller on the line. I'm going to go right to the caller. You ready?
Yep.
Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. This is Judy from Sarasota.
Judy.
I'd like to discuss two videos I saw this evening, and this is for Larry Elder, and Kyle, also for you, because this involves your state. The first video, I was watching Real America with Dan Ball. On the first video, there were two females caught on camera opening a bank of mailboxes with a master key. It looked like it was in the lobby of what appeared to be an apartment building. And they shuffled through the mail, and they removed out recall ballots. That was the first video. The second video, it was a young lady. Now, this one is really sneaky. You got to remember, this Newsom is Nancy Pelosi's nephew, so anything is possible.
That's right.
In this second video, there was a young lady from L.A. County, and she posted this video to a media platform. I think it was TikTok, but I'm not sure. She showed her recall ballot that she received at her home, showed the back, she showed the front, and there was the question, should Gavin Newsom be recalled? So she filled in the circle next to the word yes. On the back was the question, do you want to replace him? And she filled in Larry Elder. Then she folded the ballot the way it would normally fold, you know, because of the way it originally came out of the envelope.
Right, right.
She put her folded ballot in the envelope and noticed a hole punch on the front of the envelope. So she looked at it closer, and the hole punch on the outside of her sealed envelope, there was the word that she had filled in, you know, that she had to fill in yes if they wanted Newsom to be recalled. And there was the word yes peeking right through the little hole. So the ballots, even though they're sealed, this is L.A. County, I don't know if they do it all in all the different counties, but the ballots, even though they were sealed, if you looked at the hole, it was in the envelope, you could see yes.
Well, let me back up for a minute, because you said that they got in there, the mailboxes, and opened them up and took the ballots out?
Oh, yeah, they're two different videos, Captain. The
All
first
right,
one
but I wonder if that video's been given to, say, oh, gosh, I don't know, the United States Postal Service? That's a violation of federal law.
Yes, I hope so, and I hope since they have them on camera, perhaps they could arrest them.
Well, they certainly could, but somebody's got to turn that into the authorities. And if you know how to do it, forward it along to them.
It would be through L.A. County. Well, see, I'm not sure if they were in L.A. County or not.
I would just send it to the United States Postal Service, to the Postal Police, and say, have you seen this?
Okay. How would I do that? How would we do something like that?
You go to the USPS.org, or what? I guess it's .org, or maybe it's .gov website. And go in there to the postal police thing that's in there.
Okay, and I can put it through there. All right, thank you, Captain. Yeah,
all
that's
right.
Good to know.
Okay, thank
you. And on that second one, what do you think of the BS showing through the envelope, where if anybody that picks up that envelope, they can see, yes, that they want to recall Newsom, and they can throw the envelope away?
That may be the purpose of it, but whatever.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that may
be.
All right,
Captain.
Okay, yep. All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right, well, Kyle, I don't know what the procedure is in California. You're the one that lives there. Is that the way it works?
Well, actually, I just happened to have my recall ballot, which came in the mail on Thursday, actually. And looking at it, actually, I'm sorry, it came on Friday. But here's the deal. I'm looking at the envelope, and I'm because what Judy was talking about alarmed me, so I grabbed the ballot while she was talking.
Yeah.
And I do not see any kind of a hole in the return envelope. So that in and of itself, that's a good thing, but that doesn't mean that some ballots could have been tampered with by the time they actually get to the voter. So people would be it would behoove them to make sure that everything is sealed, nothing is visible, and so forth. But the very fact that, and I'm glad you mentioned, Captain, the very fact that somebody's taking mail out of mailboxes looking to try to get rid of ballots, that's also a big deal.
That is a federal offense, and you can go to jail for a long time for that, because I do know the Postal Police are a very good service, and they will do their job.
Well, of course they will. But, yeah, this is heating up, though, in California. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold that thought. Folks, nothing surprises me right now about what might or what might not be happening in California. And speaking of Larry Elder, I'm going to let Larry Elder take us to break.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brooks.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
And away we go. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell, of course, MyPillow, the MyPillow guy. Now, you can go to his website, MyPillow.com, and when you get over there, you'll see a radio listener special button, a nice logo. It'll say that on it, and you click on that button. It'll take you to a page. You'll see all of the insanely low-priced items he's got there. And I mean, he's got some real deals over there. Okay, you'll find the big, deep discounts that we talk about all in one place. And whatever the MyPillow products that are there, you'll be able to buy whatever you want. You can enter the promo code CAPTAIN. That's how you do it, the promo code CAPTAIN. It gets you in there. And if you want to give them a call, talk to a salesperson or someone that can answer questions for you, you can do that, too, by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And that's MyPillow.com and Mike Lindell. Now, again, go to the Radio Listener Special page. You'll see all the items there that are marked down dramatically. You want the Giza sheets? Got them, 50% off. And the MyPillows are at the lowest price that they've been in now for about the last 10 years. So the promo code for any of that is CAPTAIN. The phone number, if you want to call, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. Promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. You're going to really enjoy the savings you're going to be able to get there. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the Media Research Center President Brett Bozell has talked about the fact that even the compliant press cannot save Joe Biden from his Afghanistan debacle. He's really stepped into it, and they're holding him accountable.
Yes, this is really, really something. And we've seen the questions and heard the questions. We've seen Stephanopoulos talking with President Biden, all the while even the NPR reporter pushing back to the president saying, what you're telling us isn't squaring with what we're seeing on the ground. So this is essentially a real sea change, to some degree at least, with the press, because they know they can't hide it. They can't protect Biden on this. It's laughable to think that they necessarily could.
Now, I heard the mainstream media trying to explain how the Taliban made their money, but the CIA wasn't happy with the answers, so they put out a press release, and the CIA said Afghanistan is the largest producer of opium, and the opiate trade industry is the key source of revenue for the Taliban. So they got that out there to let people know that drugs are what the Taliban specializes in.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly what they're going to be dealing in. And that has far-reaching effects as well, Captain, because that, in essence, destroys lives as well. And that goes beyond the borders of what they now call the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan.
And I watched, as many others did yesterday, to Joe Biden standing in front of a microphone, or holding a microphone rather, standing in front of a camera, once again showing that he's got absolutely no clue of what's going on in Kabul. Several of his talking points were just plain wrong. Now, my question is, Kyle, and I asked this earlier, I'm going to ask it again. Do you think that he's being given the wrong information on purpose, or do you think he's just ignoring the information he's being given? How could people be giving him lies like this when we're able to see and verify with our own eyes what's going on?
Well, I think you're right. The idea, of course, would be so shocking if the president was being deliberately kept in the dark on things, but it's not in this day and age, and given what we know and we see with the condition Joe Biden's in, it wouldn't be all that far-fetched. But also, Captain, one of the issues that President Biden has is he doesn't have any team of rivals that are advising him. He doesn't get pushed back the way that President Trump did, just as the most recent president. Many presidents, of course, have people in the room, military commanders, other advisors, that are going to say these are bad ideas. And in many ways, though, so many people in the Biden administration would appear to just be in lockstep on a lot of these thought processes that it could go either way. It could be they all going down the wrong road. They're giving them bad information. You know, again, I don't know that we'll know for sure for a little while, but my question is, where are the books by Woodward about the inside track on what's wrong with Biden and who's telling them no? And we're not seeing those things.
Well, we're seeing something else, too. We've seen the British go out and go and retrieve their own people and bring them back, correct?
Yep.
Well, enter into the mix the French, because now the French special forces have gone out, and they've escorted their people that are out in the outside the perimeter of the airport into the airport, and they're not being bothered.
Well, that's right. Now, obviously, anybody who needs to get out of Afghanistan, who's getting out of Afghanistan, that is ultimately a good thing, obviously. But I will say this, though. Because the French and the British are able to operate, but we can't operate, and evidently in concert, the United States can't operate in this fashion yet, as the British and French are doing. What's happening, Captain, is the idea of NATO, even, is becoming at risk here. Because our allies think that Joe Biden, again, stabbed everybody in the back, went on his own thing, and that's helping to really create problems there as well. So, again, the ramifications of this horrible debacle are going to be felt for years and years, and could even have real consequences with our relationships.
Now, Senator Lindsey Graham made a pretty bold statement. He said, if Joe Biden leaves one American behind, he should be impeached immediately.
Well, I can see why he says that. I think a lot of people feel that way. I might even go a step further and simply say the very existence of this problem that was created by Biden, the Biden administration, whomever. We're not seeing anybody, by the way, Captain. Nobody's even, there's not even contemplation of, well, maybe we need to replace so-and-so, or so-and-so didn't handle this well. If anything, it's the opposite. It's, nope, couldn't have done it any different.
Yeah. Now, Biden's communications director made a pretty spiffy statement yesterday. Said, well, the president never shies away from taking questions. Okay. Now, did I not see the president turn his back and walk away from the podium twice and walk right straight out of the room without taking a question?
That's right.
So, yep. What's that all about?
Well, again, it's spin, and it's literally propaganda.
It's stupid when you see something with your own eyes, it's totally different. Stupid.
Well, that's right. But see, that's the key. I'm so glad you said that, just exactly the way that you said it, Captain, because I think some of these people in the administration, they truly believe that what they tell you, you are going to think, you are going to believe, and they're committed to this notion that they're going to tell you what's what. But everybody can see what's what, including even many liberal reporters. I mean, this is to say it's a dumpster fire does a disservice to dumpster fires.
Now, Nikki Haley said something yesterday which really is troubling. She said a number of the young ladies that are there in Afghanistan were not even alive when the Taliban were last in power, so they don't know what's going to happen. Now, the Afghan women in government, the girls that are in school, anybody that's dressing or acting westernized, is going to be sent back into the burqas, covering their face, covering their bodies, and they're going to become sex slaves again. And unfortunately, these young ladies don't know that. They're going to become the property of the Taliban, who will line them up there, anyone from the age of 15 to 40, I was told. And they're going to just line them up there, and that's it. Take your pick. You know, the warriors come and get them.
You know, how can you even express the outrage that not only the American people, but free people and decent people around the world feel about such a thing? And Ambassador Haley is exactly right in this case, obviously. It's hard to know how we can affect their lives directly, other than to try to find some way to put pressure to allow people to leave who want to leave, because this becomes like a Berlin Wall kind of situation. You know, you don't like it here? Sorry, you can't leave. And that's one of the main principles of being free and self-determinate. Again, you know, how do you go about that? I think and we wouldn't necessarily be having this problem, again, if it wasn't for what Joe Biden has done.
Yep. And here comes the music. And, folks, when we come back, we'll have more. And, by the way, did you notice the United Kingdom and Parliament held Joe Biden in contempt? When has that been done to an American president? Gee, never? Never? But it was done this time because he walked out and left the British and the French holding the bag and never told them. Never told them. Wow. All right, I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439. 7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Major General Hank Taylor from the Joint Chiefs of Staff says the evacuation flights out of the Kabul airport in Afghanistan have resumed.
Aircraft availability is not an issue.
We intend to maximize each plane's capacity. We're prioritizing the evacuation of people above all else, and we're focused on doing this as safely as possible with a great sense of urgency.
President Biden made a pledge.
Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
He says so far there's no signs of resistance.
We have no indication that they haven't been able to get in Kabul through the airport. We've made an agreement with the Taliban thus far. They've allowed them to go through. It's in their interest for them to go through.
This man waiting outside the airport made this plea for help.
We've been in contact. The crowd is just crazy. No one is helping. And I don't know if this keeps going, no one will get help.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We'll see what we can do here. That's not just unacceptable. That's impeachment.
It is, and we have a soundbite from an interpreter.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Now, you can get that by going to the website, theronedwards.com. You're about to hear an Edwards notebook. And make your purchase over there. And now make sure you use the code RE20. That's RE20. That's going to save you 20% on your coffee over there. Constitutional Grounds. That's the coffee that you want in your cup. Or even your Yeti cup, too. You find it over at DRonEdwards.com, the website. Okay, here we go with a Ron Edwards notebook.
In June of 1630, John Winthrop landed in Massachusetts Bay with 700 people in 11 ships, thus beginning the Great Migration. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards for today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. During the Great Migration, 20,000 Puritans sailed for New England. The Puritans so believed that this new world would be free of the corruptions in their own church-state homeland, they called their colony a Zion in wilderness and a city upon a hill. Winthrop stated that the aim of the colonists was to advance the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ and to enjoy the liberties of the gospel thereof in purities and in peace. In 1638, the colony in New Haven, Connecticut was adopted for as much as it hath pleased Almighty God by the wise disposition of His divine providence, and well knowing where a people are gathered together, the word of God requires that to maintain the peace and union of such a people, there should be an orderly and decent and government established according to God in order to dispose of the affairs of the people of all seasons as occasions shall require. May we today seek divine providence before it's much too late. I'm Ron Edwards.
All righty, Ron Edwards, and remember the website is theronedwards.com. Go over there and check it out, and you'll find out what we know, and that is you can get that Constitutional Grounds copy over there. Okay, now back over to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, moving right along, as they say in the business, I'm going to call Joe Biden a name. I don't like doing it, but it's pretty obvious to me. Cowardly Joe Biden was only taking questions at his press conference, and he only took about 10, from the liberal media on Afghanistan. I got the feeling, and you tell me if I'm wrong, I got the feeling he knew what the questions were already.
Well, that's very possible. You know, he has that sheet of paper or something where he knows who to call on, and it's obvious that he kind of has to fish around for that, the next name in the list. He's not looking out and calling on people from memory, and of course there's some people that simply can never be called on, and I think we know who they are.
Yeah, we do, and that's what he did. Now, also, the Taliban are poised. You probably haven't even heard this mentioned, and we're probably telling everybody in the audience something they don't know. The Taliban are going to be admitted into the United Nations under their new name, correct?
Right, the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan.
Well, they are about to inherit seats on the UN bodies dealing with women's rights, cultural heritage, and narcotics. Can you believe it?
Oh, my gosh. Well, of course, the Taliban, in terms of women's rights, that is a...
There aren't any.
No, and it's less than zero, for sure, in terms of any kind of credibility. The narcotics is obvious with the opium.
That's how they make their money.
Yeah, and then on cultural things, well, they destroy culture, Captain.
That's right.
This is absolutely unbelievable. The Taliban, in terms of their thought, of course, is 1,000 years and more removed from anybody else on planet Earth, it would seem. This is just a laughable thing that they would be involved in such things.
Now, over the years, you've seen the Afghani crews working with the American reporters over there, and once in a while you've seen the Afghani reporters actually get on the air and do reports from over there, right?
Right.
Well, despite promising amnesty to the Afghan residents who worked with the Western governments and the media during the past 20 years of U.S. military operation, the Taliban forces in Afghanistan are now actually hunting down the journalists and killing them.
Again, this is the way that they do things. To them, this is, I hate to say it's normal. This is what they believe is the right thing to do as they continue to establish their Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. It's not going to change. Other than somebody else with more force takes them out, basically.
Yeah, and Donald Trump had something to say about Afghanistan yesterday. He says it's like the captain of a ship jumping the ship before the people are off the boat, referring to Joe Biden's abandonment of our allies there.
Well, yeah, it works on so many different levels, and that's a very, very good analogy. Joe Biden left these people to because we have to be realistic, and this is very, very serious stuff. The people that are there right now might not ever get out unless Joe Biden, as the president of the United States, does something really, really big.
Yeah.
We just don't see that happening yet. But we have to hope and pray, and we have to pressure our leaders that the Americans will get out. This is unacceptable, and I can't imagine that there's not articles of impeachment yet about this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, the Wall Street Journal put out a story yesterday referring about an internal State Department memo that was put out in June, that warned all the top agency officials of the potential collapse of Kabul soon after the U.S.'s August 31st troop withdrawal deadline and pullout in Afghanistan, according to a U.S. official and another person similar with the document.
That's right. This could be categorized as a smoking gun, almost. because if this information and this, because remember, and Joe Biden, there was no consensus. No consensus among the intelligence community and so forth. But, you know, it seems to me, Captain, the president, the vice president, the generals, the advisors, national security advisor, they've all got eyes, and they all were going to believe, really, that the Afghan army was going to, you know, just, you know, stay in charge. None of this makes any sense. They saw this coming a million miles away.
And
Trump saw it.
Yeah, and he called it accurately. Yeah. Now, there's a major study out there about the COVID-19 vaccines being less effective against the Delta virus. That's the one that's out there that's got everybody scared, as good as natural infection.
Well, right. Well, that's they're looking at these things, of course, with the efficacy that seems to be declining, and that's why we're hearing about the third shot, for one thing. But I think we're still learning more about whether or not people have natural immunity, or whether they, whether the vaccine is the equivalent of that.
Well, the prime minister over in Israel took his booster shot, his third shot yesterday, because the Israeli government is recommending everyone over the age of 40 get their booster shot right now. And the prime minister said, well, we can beat Delta. It's up to us.
Well, right. And this is what these studies and reports seem to show. I think a lot of people who have been vaccinated, it will be a little bit of a shock to say that you're now not really fully vaccinated, but that's one thing. But I think a lot of people who've already been vaccinated, fully vaccinated, are going to say, well, if I need a third shot, I'll get it, only because, we want to make sure. We're getting too many horror stories, Captain, about people who are in the ICU and dying in many cases because the COVID-19 Delta variant was just ravaged them.
The big non-story that's not Afghanistan tonight is the fact that the FBI has turned up no evidence that the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol was a coordinated attempt to launch an insurrection against the United States government by overturning the results of the presidential election, so says the FBI.
Well, it is a huge story, and not for Afghanistan, which is important in and of itself for obvious reasons. Yes, this would be dominating. Captain, all the different, some of these journalists and commentators who continued to try to peddle a particular narrative because they thought it was simply hurting Trump, and also not just hurting Trump, but gathering together and putting together in one basket anybody who ever voted for Donald Trump. These were the people we had to be scared of, the people across the highways and byways who voted for Trump because they might storm the Capitol tomorrow again, or this kind of thing. And nothing is further from the truth.
Well, let's see how your buddy Adam Schiff out there, your neighbor in California, can twist this to make it work for him. I don't think he can.
He will try because he has no other. That's his nature, I fear. Yeah.
All right. Hold that thought. Here comes the music, and we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report number 2 here on the Captain's America Third Watch. So don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with a bunch more stuff here. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Ms. Announcer Lady. And that's Kathy Curtis, our voiceover specialist here in the Tampa area. And if you ever need to be put in touch with her, just let me know and I'll do that. And she, that's what she does. She makes liners for different shows around the country. All righty, well, in this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J's around the country. They are the largest truck stop chain in the country. And if you join the Drivers Club and become a member, you will get either a free cold drink or a free hot drink. If you got one of those Yeti cups, you can fill it up, get it for nothing. But that's what they do. And you get points for the fuel you buy at the pump. You get points for the food you buy in the restaurant, and you get points for the whatever you buy in the trucker store, too. So take advantage of that. Become a member of the Drivers Club, and you can either do that or you can become a member of the RV Club. They have both there. If you got an RV, you can take care of that and get it done that way. And by the way, I joined the Drivers Club myself because I stop by when I'm out on the road doing different things, and I've got points. As a matter of fact, I found out tonight I got $10 in there, so I'm going to stop and use it next time I go buy a Flying J. There you go. Okie dokie. Now we're going to play a little music, and I'll tell you what, I haven't played this song in a while either. We're going to go trucking. ¶¶
Thursday. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn-out cracker box at GMC. Now with a tricked-out Pete, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class. He's been hit on by the DOT. Blindsided by the economy. Been knocked down, but he gets back up. Cause the Lord made the trucker just a little more tough. And he may be common, but don't call him trash. He'll line you out fast. He's working class.
Hey, Leland Martin out there, and I don't know where he's at tonight, but he's a Canadian trucker, and that's something that he did. We'll get to him again here in the future because he's got a couple more songs he sent me there. But in the meantime, I got Kyle Warren with me. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I want you to take us out west and tell us what's going on out there.
Okay, well, folks, out west tonight, we do have some fire weather warnings to tell you about in southern Idaho along I-84, Boise, Idaho, and most of southern Idaho there. But we've also got some flash flood warnings this up off of I-90 near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, over across the border into Washington into Spokane. Be aware of that. Looks like it was raining last hour just east of there in Missoula, but that seems to have stopped already, so that's good. Air quality alerts covering most of Oregon tonight as well. Lake Wind Advisory, I-80 near Reno, and fire weather warning going across into California. That's where the Caldor Fire continues to burn 75,000 acres so far. Cooler temperatures tonight in Southern California, but an air quality alert in Central California as we head through the weekend.
All righty. Well, we have since last hour picked up a high heat advisory for the eastern half of Oklahoma, going over right to Arkansas, about Fort Smith. Hasn't yet moved into total Arkansas, but it might. For the entire Metroplex, Dallas-Fort Worth, and then all the way across I-20, all the way across Louisiana on I-20, right there to Mississippi, and going up I-30 to Arkansas, stopping just inside the line there at Texarkana, and up and down I-35 from just south of Dallas-Fort Worth, and then all the way up to Oklahoma City and beyond, and over to Tulsa and over towards Missouri. Now, that's the high heat warning. Now, down in New Orleans right now in Louisiana, it looks like as if you got some rain, some possible flooding, and that goes up into the southern part of Mississippi as well, southwestern corner of Mississippi. We do have a high heat warning for from Tampa on down towards Fort Myers and inland in Florida today. That popped up. And then it's raining right across half of Tennessee right now. Looks like I-65 up around Nashville going from the border with Alabama to the border with Kentucky. And then here we go over to the east. We have got what's going to be a hurricane. It's going to be a Cat 1, but we're going to have Henri, which is going to be the first hurricane, Kyle, that they've had in New England in over 30 years.
That is really something to see happening right now. Yeah.
Now, it's going to have dangerous storm surge with it. Hurricane conditions are expected to begin late Saturday night or Sunday in portions of Long Island and Connecticut, where a hurricane warning has been issued. Hurricane conditions are possible late Saturday night or Sunday across portions of Rhode Island and southeastern Massachusetts. This storm is going to go up the coast. It's going to make its way up to Maine, and then it's going to follow the coast all the way up to Nova Scotia. So that's what you're going to have for the whole weekend. So if you're along the I-95 corridor from Connecticut all the way up to Nova Scotia, you are going to be in and out of this heavy rain, winds, and whatnot, And keep in mind, heavy rainfall might lead to considerable flash, urban, and small stream flooding, along with the potential for widespread minor and isolated moderate river flooding over portions of Long Island, New England, Sunday through Monday. And, of course, Kyle, because there's a lot of older homes up there, a lot of trees and whatnot, it's entirely possible we could have tree limbs down and people without power for a day or two or longer, right?
Yes, exactly.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you Monday.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And coming up right now, we have got none other than Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. The Media Research Center President Brent Bozell has said even the compliant press can't save Joe Biden right now from his Afghanistan debacle. They are really socking it to him.
Yeah, I know that to be true. So it's almost as though his speech yesterday, he really spoke in platitudes, and I'm pretty convinced he didn't really know what he was saying. There's trouble. I mean, there's trouble in River City.
Did somebody write that for him? And if so,
of course.
Okay, but is he getting false information from those people on purpose?
No. If you listen to Kirby, and if you listen to Nick Price, and if you listen to Jen Psaki, they speak in terms that refuses to admit the real conditions, and they gloss over all the issues. They all the real troubles. It's kind of like, yeah, but that's a minor thing. And then they go on to kind of list the things that they are doing and the successes or what they deem to be a success. So, and Kirby, he's got such a condescending tone about him. But you know, they're all doing it. Gerald Lawson, I mean, the Secretary of Defense. I mean, what he has been saying is really embarrassing.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, there were some real truths that came out in the conference call yesterday.
Yes,
with Secretary of Defense and the members of Congress. But when they start to get contested, then they stop taking questions and they terminate the session.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and here comes the music, and we're gonna talk more about this. So hang on. When we come back with Denise Simon, yes, we're going to continue talking about that press conference yesterday and that speech. And also, Donald Trump is saying that Joe Biden must apologize to the United States for the Afghanistan chaos. Now, we still don't know how many people are there, according to Joe Biden, and that's not good. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.